Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Alrighty, we're back. And
Let me, if I could, real quick, the two biggest figures from the UK from August to December of 2021, the vaccinated people accounted for 4 out of every 5 COVID deaths. This came from the Gateway Pundit. Also at the UK, there was a briefing and in the same article, as of December 29th, the fully vaccinated made up 74% of hospitalizations due to the Omicron variant that's dominant throughout the Western nations. That's some just tremendous figures. You think of 4 or 5 deaths were those who are vaccinated, and 74% of all the hospitalizations, we did some last week where other countries had that same high figure rate. So the truth is finally coming out. All these countries in the world are making the same report. So the one country that's lagging behind on truthful reporting, good old USA.
Why isn't Fauci and Gates and these people, why aren't they being charged with genocide?
They should be.
Well, here's the problem, Joe. It takes the Justice Department to do that. And we don't have an independent Justice Department anymore. It's simply an arm now of the Democratic Communist Collective.
So they don't have a FBI that really investigates crime like mass murder or genocide. So we don't have a investigative agency. We don't have a Congress that would hold real hearings on real truth. So basically, what we've got is a corrupt government, and they're just going to keep killing people, and the only way that this is going to stop when the people get informed enough to realize it's all been one horrendous, what do you call it, reduction of the human population by our government, and when they finally realize that, we can put a stop to it.
But now, the Democrats right now are shaking in their boots. They're worried about midterms. And this is why Biden is telling people that remember, they'll always say the opposite. And that's what it comes right out of Karl Marx's playbook. Karl Marx said, first of all, they've done exactly what he said that they would do. And I'll be reading that. Always say the opposite. Remember what he said. He's come out right now. He said, I'm in favor of supporting the police. It was just a little while, a few months back, he was saying, I'm in favor of transferring some of the funding of police to social things away from policing, okay?
Right.
And remember, too, now, and I want to get into some of this because it goes directly with what Karl Marx taught about those that are will be willing to murder or whatever, to break the law, how that they should be promoted within the collective. Now, here, remember, while Biden is saying this, he's in favor of police funding, Kamala Harris was out there promoting, saying they're not going away, and she was out there, those that were shooting, killing, the worst of the worst, she was making sure they got bond, and they got out so they could do some more killing, and she was telling them, go out and do it, okay? And so again... But people are starting to wake up to this. In fact, he's called Lion Joe Biden now. They're waking up. People, and even some of the Democrats are saying, we gotta move away. People are awake. They went from awoke to awake. Okay, and they're starting to see what's happening, and they're just like what we're telling people about here. And so, with that. Here, let me read you an article very quickly. This is by Jim Hoft. And he says that Eric Investigation Part 2, the largest U.S. counties removed only 0 to 2 ineligible voters from their voter rolls in the last 4 years. This is the Democrats. And these are counties within blue states. These are blue states. And out of thousands and thousands and thousands of voters that were ineligible, non-eligible voters, you know, one or two out of thousands were removed, okay? He goes on, the ERIC database comprehensive would be one of the most coveted by bad actors looking to influence an election. The ERIC database looks to be as corrupt as we feared. Over the past 4 years, the largest U.S. countries have removed counties have removed zero ineligible voters from their rolls. States are required by federal law in 1993, the NVRA, to report to Congress how many ineligible voters they removed from their voter rolls. These are the registrations of voters who failed to respond to an address confirmation request, failed to vote in two consecutive elections. The outstanding term, Judicial Watch recently investigated this data and found some astonishing revelations. Over the recent 4 years reporting period, large counties in blue states, New York, California, report they removed zero or only one ineligible voter from their voter rolls over a 4 year period. And here are some of these.
They cleaned those up, didn't they? That took somebody a whole, what, 3-4 minutes?
Yep. Here's some of the counties. Sacramento County, with over 1 million registered voters, removed none ineligible at all. Brooklyn,
nobody
New York.
Died, nobody moved. Nobody made a mistake, right?
Right. Brooklyn, with 1.7 million registered voters, removed zero. San Bernardino, with 1.2 million registered voters, removed zero. Oh, no. They removed actually 14 out of thousands.
Wow.
Queens, New York, with 1.3 million registered voters, removed zero. Fresno County, over 500,000 registered voters, removed two ineligible voters. it just goes on and on. And these are all blue county. And what would you expect? The corruption is just unbelievable.
Well, and so, corruption is what's destroying this country. I mean, think about it. Almost every ill that we're talking about is part of this Antichrist revolution. And where's most of the murders, most of the rapes, most of the drug problems, most of the cops being, the policemen being killed? It's all in those areas that are controlled by the communists, the socialists. They're called Democrats, but we call them. In fact, Dr. Frank Wright, historian, said socialism is the worst bad idea in history, Bernie Sanders. And he talked about how the young people today think it's a good idea because of what they've learned in the public school system. The idea of equality, which is not really equality, it's called equity, equal result, not really freedom. And the other people out there embrace socialism. They think there's a sense of entitlement, you know, that social privileges should be our actual rights that they should be given. But what they forget is, like in a wagon, if everybody is riding in the wagon, there's nobody left to pull the wagon. I love the way he put it. You know, you take everybody out, and they all want to be in, you know, riding, and nobody's pulling. The wagon goes nowhere. But anyway, back in 1999, they had the Harvard University Press Black Book of Communism. Now remember, this is figures from 1999. Soviet Union, 20 million dead from communism. Red China, 65 million. Vietnam, 1 million. North Korea, 2 million. Cambodia, 2 million. Eastern Europe, over 1 million. Africa, 1.7 million. Afghanistan, 1.5 million. 150,000 in Latin America. And years later, other researchers had said these guys are way off. They're way low. R.J. Rummel redid some estimates, and the Soviet government was responsible for closer to 61.9 million of their own people. And then they had Mikhail Gorbachev in Soviet Union picked a man, Alexander Yakovlev, and he was a high-ranking official. He was given the task of counting the victims of Soviet communism, and he estimated between 60 to 7 million dead under Stalin alone. So if you added up, you know, 60 million just from Stalin, and they're claiming, you know, maybe 62 million in Russia, that really changes the amount of dead under communism worldwide. It just, it's incredible when you think about it. 120, we're talking, you know, 130, 40 million people killed by communism that we're able to count. That doesn't count the people that suffered in poverty, suffered starvation, and died years later from the ill effects. Those people weren't even counted. So that's a thing for the young people, a little bit of history there. I thought, boy, you look at those numbers, it just, it's astounding. The Black Book of Communism, you can look it up, 1999, the Harvard University Press, and four or five different historians have said, well, they're way under. So it's worse than even they printed then.
Well, you know, another thing that's a horrible thing is what's taking place, especially there in California and in these states. Again, these children are committing suicide. Many times more young people now. Can you imagine being so distraught, 9 and 10-year-olds, that you take your life because you have to wear a mask, and you put these masks on them, and they can't tell the expression on a person's face, everything. And you folks out there, listen, you know, I know you. A lot of you say, well, what am I going to do? That's the law here. No, get your kid out of the school. Take your child out of there. You know, if your child, if the house was on fire and you had a law that says you have to leave them in there, I know some would do it probably out there today. Your job is to get, to protect your child.
Children, right.
Any school district that demands that your child wear a mask, get them out of there. Get them out of there as soon as possible.
Well, we've told story after story of these schools that the teachers are trying to convince these kids that they're transgender and they should change their sex, and they don't have to tell the parents. The school is calling them by a different name, and they can even send them referral to doctors that give hormones or hormone block, all kinds of things without parental consent. And then for years, remember, we were keeping track for a while of all the student-teacher sex that was going on between the female teachers and the male and female students, and it was just on and on. The public school system is one of the most dangerous places you can have a child in some of these Democrat-run cities. It's one of the most dangerous places you can put them.
Well, yeah, they were giving young girls birth control pills without their parents' knowledge.
Right.
Some even took them for, were even taking them for abortions to kill their, you know, without their parents' knowledge.
Now they're sending them to change their sex without the parents knowing it.
And so in what they called sex education were how-to courses on fornication.
I looked at a couple of those books that we've talked about online. I sat there, and they were some of the most graphic homosexual sodomite sex you can imagine. And these were books that are the junior high, 7th, 8th, 9th grade were reading were just, I was sick to my stomach. It was just so vivid, so gross, so pornographic. And the American Library Association thinks that this is just fine for, you know, children around 12 years old. And a lot of the younger children were reading it, too. If they were had opposite sex attraction or thought they did, they were given these books. This is child abuse. And the parents have no idea. And when they do find out, they're told, well, you know, this is education that's recommended by the American Library Association. Well, who are they? They're a bunch of liberals.
Yeah, I had some of the flyers that you could, the Planned Parenthood made up, and you could get them in the libraries, and they were pornography. They was pornography,
oh,
just pure.
Horrible, yeah.
Yeah.
And some even had drawings in them. I mean, it was so bad they're even, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, pictures, yeah.
Picture, yeah, not just the word I'm talking about. Even the words were horrible. I could hardly stand to read some of it, and I realized how horrible. If you had a child that was normal, that kind of book could give them nightmares, could really mess their head up for the rest of their life. They are not emotionally ready for that.
All right. So I want to get back to what we were talking about here in the election thing. Harris Claiborne joined Biden's campaign to undermine 2022 elections. Now, remember, when Biden's coming out now and saying he's concerned about that, he's sending a signal out there to the Democratic Communist Party collective. We have got to voter fraud. We've got to have voter fraud like we've never had voter fraud. Folks, we got to rig these elections. We got to do everything we can. So even as Joe Biden is being criticized for damaging America's elections by openly casting doubt on the legitimacy of the coming 2022 balloting, well, I guess Vice President Kamala Harris and House Majority Whip James Clyburn have joined the effort. They both, in the wake of Biden's comments undermining the 2022 election legitimacy, did the same thing. An editorial in Washington Examiner explained that the Democrats' claims, in fact, are false. Biden triggered the firestorm by stating, when asked about the legitimacy of the 2022 elections, given his party's elections takeover strategy, Congress failed. I'm not going to say it. It's going to be light or legit, he stated. The increase and the prospect of being illegitimate is the direct proportion to us not being able to get these reforms passed. Look, you know what we ought to do, Joe? You say, because they're telling you they have to legalize election fraud. They have to make election fraud legal because black folk out there, they can't get IDs. You know, they can't get IDs, okay? But
all of our black friends and black pastors and people we know, deacons, friends, they all look at you like, I've had an ID. We all have an ID. Everybody in my family. You know, I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah, well, you see, you don't need an ID to vote, okay? But you have to have IDs to do
anything.
Get
a fishing license, hunting license, get a vehicle, driver's license, go to the bank, have a bank account. Now you have to have an ID to go to a restaurant with your vaccination card.
Oh, yeah. You've got to have a vax port to get into a restaurant.
To a Democratic convention or a Hillary rally or a Biden rally without your identification card. I mean, literally, there's nothing you can do nowadays. Liquor store, buy booze, anything, go to a pharmacy, you have to have an ID. So the idea that, you know, there's all these people won't be able to vote because they don't have an ID, that's the biggest bunch of bahooey I've ever heard.
And so I am saying right here and now that the entire Democratic Communist Party, and I'm talking about every member in the Congress and the Senate, in my opinion, are corrupt. Every member, now, of course, some of the Republicans are too.
Oh yeah.
But I'm saying
that them too.
I'm saying that you will not be able to find one in the entire Congress that has not been corrupted. I'm saying one, and why? Well, I can say this because of what their voting records has given them up. Now, if anybody can prove out there that you have a congressman or a U.S. senator that has not been corrupted, then I'd like to hear you. Now, also, now you black folks, you our brothers and sisters, even in the Lord, now, if you have an ID, you're not supposed to have that. If you've been listening to the fake news media out there, they're telling you don't have an ID. But if you have one, give us a call here at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. You can say it right on the air.
Millions of phone calls.
Well, you could tell us, you know, that you have an ID. We won't give your name away because, remember, you're not supposed to have one, right? So give us a call.
I think he's being tongue-in-cheek. There's a big report out. You know, Biden's been talking about this election in Jim Crow 2.0, this election security bill he's trying to pass. And He says it's about two insidious things, voter suppression and election subversion. And he says, I'm no longer about who gets to vote. It's about making it harder to vote. It's about who gets to count the vote, whether your vote counts at all, you know. He said, this is not hyperbole, said Biden. This is fact. Well, it's amazing because people aren't listening. I was looking, there are surveys all over, and putting several together. One big one was a Remington Research Group. 79% of black Americans support rules requiring voters to show ID. 64% of black Americans indicated they were more likely to support candidates who championed these types of security laws. And even Scott Rasmussen in his poll in a survey with the RMG, only blacks, what the study found, they came up with 78% of black Americans supported photo identification laws to vote. So, and that was close to what a Michigan poll found, 1 point difference from a Michigan poll. So, three big polls across the country, going from 79, 78, and one was, another 77, I guess. Yeah. That's, kind of says somebody's lying to us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, I happen to personally know, I have a lot of black folks are good friends of mine, those that even attend our church.
Yeah.
I know they have ID cards, Joe. even if they're not supposed to have them.
Did they quietly and secretively show you?
Well, you know, what'll happen, see, the word is that if you're a black person, especially a conservative, then Mad Maxine Waters is coming for you.
Uh-oh.
She's going to wait for you to get to the gasoline station, and she's going to jump out and scream at you. And when she does that, that old nasty wig's going to come off her head. It's going to hit you right in the face. There you go. Remember, she said, go to the restaurants, wherever you see the conservatives. Everywhere. You go to the restaurants, you go to the supermarkets, you go to the gasoline stations, get in their face and scream at them.
And scream, you don't belong here. See, that's the point. That's what everybody forgets to mention. And then she yelled, you don't belong here. It's kind of like MSNBC's got this lady, Tiffany, not a female, shouldn't call her a lady, Tiffany
right.
Cross. And Tiffany is one of the most vocal liberals out there. In fact, she calls a Republican congressman white supremacist, so you get an idea. Anyway, she urged her fellow progressives to pick up a weapon, get involved in this war for the survival of the country. They've been listening to the conservatives talk about this is a war to the survival of our constitutional republic, and they're trying to use our rhetoric. But here's what she said. It is indeed a war, and I have to say that they, the Republicans, have won some battles. But we have to keep our eye on the war, and everybody needs to pick up a weapon and get involved because this is for the safety and lasting of the country. It's also because we're out to get the blacks. She's a supporter of the BLM, and it's like every white person in America wants to destroy the blacks. And I have to laugh. You and I have so many friends and people we've met. One of my most cherished friendships was with the Ambassador Alan Keyes, who wasn't exactly a privileged white man. And we've had some fabulous friends and brothers and sisters in the Lord. And it just, when you hear people like this talk that all of us want to destroy the black race, you know, it's sad that people believe this kind of lie. It's totally sad.
Well, but see, the fake news media is losing credibility at a rapid rate. I mean, really losing it fast. Now, here's a good example. This is out of the World News Daily. Huge number of Dems want the unvaccinated to lose custody of their children. Democrats are more than twice as likely as other voters to favor harsh government restrictions being placed on unvaccinated people's lives ranging from fines and house arrest to imprisonment in governmental facilities and loss of child custody in a recent poll conducted by Rasmussen Reports at the Heartland Institute. 48% of Democrats said that government should be able to fine or imprison those who publicly question COVID-19 vaccines, while only 27% of all voters supported the proposal, according to the poll results.
Oh.
Fine. That's, you know, this is just unbelievable. I mean, you know, it would have been really bad if it had been only 1%, but this is really unbelievable. Here's another one, okay. In California, here, Governor Newsom, he wants to double the tax to pay for single-payer health care systems that would cover all illegal aliens. All illegal. In other words, he wants to make the ones that are left in California with a job working, he wants to make them pay for illegal aliens, especially, my guess is, if they're drug dealers or pedophiles or, that's what you get in California.
Well, to go along with it, RFK, Robert F. Kennedy, was talking about the vaccine mandates, and he was there at the Defeat the Mandates events in D.C. He said this: every time you comply, you get weaker. True. He said every time you say yes, you're getting pushed back to a weaker position. The hill that you're going to die on is the hill you're on right now, and they're coming for our children. Amen. He hit the nail. They have been coming for the children for years. You and I have been screaming for more years than I care to think. You know, they want the children. They want control of the children. They want to sexually abuse the children. It's so much is about the children. And he's screaming. He said, these people have not just recently found Jesus. They're not suddenly concerned with public health. These are the companies that gave us the opioid crisis and, bringing all the drugs in and giving out free needles and all this. There's more here. But basically, he said, these are criminal enterprises. The Democratic Party is a criminal enterprise. These organizations, NGOs and stuff that work with them, most of them are criminal enterprises. It's all about money and power, not about the children, not about the people. It's about money and power. We've been saying that till we're just almost sound like a parrot.
Absolutely. The phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open at 888-677-9673 nationwide. Yep. And here, Joe, suicide attempts among minors increase fourfold amid lockdown, reveals a German study. German researchers have confirmed that the number of suicide attempts increased sharply due to adverse effects of lockdowns on the children's mental health. It is the lack of in-person contact during a COVID lockdown and school closures that took a sad toll on children's mental health. According to the report published in the DUP magazine this week, up to 500 minors were hospitalized after suicide attempts in Germany between early March and late May 2021, citing a yet unpublished study from the Eastern University Hospital. Just imagine what it is here in this country.
Well, we know that the cutting and the other drug abuse and cutting and alcohol abuse, even sexual abuse, all of these things follow that pattern. And I know one thing from history. Nowhere in history could I find that people ever complied their way out of a totalitarian government, out of their control. So if you allow them to do this to your children, you are raising a generation of compliant children who are going to be enslaved, period. And every time you give a government power, they will abuse that power and will abuse your children even more. So if you're not too worried about yourself, how about your children and grandchildren? Think of what they're going to do to these children. If they're making them wear masks, causing all this harm now, what do you think they're going to do to them 20 years from now?
All righty, very good. I want to make a very quickly just say, folks, Many of you are requesting to get the five books that Dr. Cass Ingram had announced. Now, out of those, we have three of the five, but we don't have two of those five, so we're waiting on those. So those of you that sent in a donation and requested those books, give us a little time, because we have to get the other two in before we can ship all five of them to you. So there you go. That's what we're waiting on. So give us a little time to get those in. Meanwhile, we do have Attempt a Cure. We do have Attempt a Cure back in again. And everybody's sick, and I know why. We did get a new supply in. Boy, I'm going to tell you, those things are going like... And not only that, but we found another case of Larry Nichols' book, Joe, 28 Years to Nowhere. 28 Years to Nowhere. And then from Larry Nichols, also, guess what else we have? That the DVD... And what did I do with it? I just had that order. We had that DVD, Joe, the final chapter, the part that was lost, we got with Larry Nichols, what he had made on the Clinton Chronicles.
Right, the final chapter that wasn't in the book, you've got it on DVD.
Yeah, the Clinton Chronicles, and it's we have that, and it is powerful, because... It's relevant now because Hillary's back. I mean, she's out there. She's trying to get, right now, she's trying to get enough of the Democrats to support her.
She's going for money and support.
Right. She's got some hardcore behind her. And so, but she doesn't have enough at this point right now. But she's back. And she's going for the third time.
Okay, go to the phones. Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back right after this and take your calls.
Israel, rise from your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Thou art my chosen, for I have called thee. Thou art graven on my hand, and I will gather all those who gather. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Out from the furnace, out of affliction, I have chosen thee, behold, and for your iron I'll give you silver, and for your brass
yes, I'll give you gold. Awake, America.
Awake, America.
Rise from your slumber.
Rise from your slumber.
And the truth shall set you free.
Hosanna.
From out of Zion.
Hallelujah.
Comes your Redeemer.
Hallelujah.
In the year of Jubilee.
All righty, we are back. There you go. Let's go to John. John, you're in the air.
Yeah, I'd like to mention that everything that you're pointing out about the corruption of Big Pharma and the drug industries and their bribery of the politicians, the FDA, the CDC, and the media through millions of dollars of grants to those organizations is true. On the other hand, I think you're peddling really some very dangerous propaganda, totally unsupported. The Black Book of Communism, for instance, has been completely debunked. I advise people to get to check the source of the history. The history of the lies concerning the history of the Soviet Union. Another one phrase that they I think have to look up is anti-communist debunking anti-communist propaganda, because we have been subjected to a corporate media for 100 years that has pounded like a sledgehammer into our head this demonization of communism. That everyone thinks they know what it's all about because they've only heard the rabid enemies and liars of those three words, communism, socialism, and Marxism, and never question why they haven't heard one proponent, being allowed one proponent within all of the media their entire willfully ignorant life. And that kind of ignorance has caused the death of millions of people around the world that have been saturation bombed by the United States government and CIA Murder Incorporated. And until people begin to question that and realize that the socialists have been the ones that have been first in line in opposing eugenics. For instance, the World Socialist website, WSWS.org, has an article in its latest internet about, called The Stench of Eugenics at the White House, lambasting the Biden White House, that you call the democratic socialist, democratic leftly, the democratic communist party, pointing out that Biden has brought in a eugenicist from the CDC into the White House.
Alrighty. Okay, John. Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to respond to you. Okay, so thank you for calling. First of all, no. See, John and I, we do not do that. We are intelligent. We understand about what has taken place. We've been around a long time, like you, John, and we've known for years and years and years that those very same people that were bringing a lot of this, what they call anti-communist propaganda, we're communists themselves. We understand this, okay? But what we do is we study actual history, John. We read the writings, and a very good example would be The Naked Communist by Cleo Skulzin.
Right.
So many, many years ago did we have on the radio program, and we will read to you some of what they have said. But, for example, here's what Lenin said. The strictest loyalty to the ideas of communism must be combined with the ability to make all necessary practical compromises to maneuver, to make any kind of an agreement, to zigzag retreat, so on, to accelerate the coming into the power. Lenin said, we say morality is that which serves to destroy the old exploiting society and to unite all the toilers around the proletariat, which is creating a new communist society. Communist mortality is morality, and which serves the struggle. We do not believe in eternal morality. We believe, we expose all the fables about morality. In other words, he's saying there's no such thing as right or wrong. Karl Marx said law, morality, and religion are so many bourgeoisie prejudice behind which lurk in ambush, just as many bourgeoisie. He goes on, but remember what they talked about the Bible.
Our enemy is not those with guns, but missionaries with Bibles. That was the head of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping, or Zhurin. Can't pronounce some of those Chinese names.
Here was Luna Charsky, the Commissioner of Education. We hate Christians and Christianity. Even the best of them must be considered our worst enemies.
Yep.
Now remember, the Deathocrats are now are communists today, okay? Mm-hmm. They're, by any other man, communist is a communist. Christian love is an obstacle to the development of the revolution. Down with love of one's neighbor. What we want is hate. Only then can we conquer the universe. He goes on to say, it would be a great mistake to believe that religion will die out of itself. We have repeatedly emphasized Lenin's opinion that the Communist Party cannot depend upon spontaneous development of anti-religious ideas, that these ideas must be molded and organized into action. Lenin says the fight against religion must not be limited nor reduced to the abstract ideological preaching. The struggle must be, he goes on to say, linked with the concrete practical class movement. Its aim must be to eliminate all the social roots of religion. Then he says the struggle against the gospel and the Christian legend must be conducted ruthlessly and with all means of disposal out of communism. Now this is their writings, this is quote directly. Stalin said,
Solzhenitsyn came over here and warned the American people, you know, about the dangers of communism, how that, you know, what would happen. I mean, we could spend a week's worth of programs just on what you and I have.
Absolutely. So let's go to, who do we have next? I'm sorry. Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, I want to talk tonight about what I call the great diversion, the Ukraine. I know about a week ago that CNN and MSNBC and the rest of them on the loony left were leading with Ukraine and not COVID. And the news media has been complicit in ginning up a conflict with Russia. We have no national interest in the border between the Ukraine and Russia. The buildup of Soviet tanks and troop transports has been going on for months. And all of a sudden now, when Biden is so low in the polls, they want to make this an issue. And what is sheer insanity to me is we are actually being invaded on our southern border where we have a national interest.
Jack, we no longer have a southern border. It's gone.
It's gone. It's open.
Well, you see my point. We should
protecting
our border, not a border thousands of miles away where we have no national interest. And it just puzzles me why the American people don't see this and they're not protesting in the streets. To think that we could get into a conflict with Russia and that it would stay on a conventional weapons basis is folly. It could quickly turn nuclear. And
well,
that would be the end of that.
The idea that we could go over and fight a war on a Russian border, that's their own border, 6,000 miles from us, that we could send enough military force to fight them on that border, it's a total joke. NATO is not going to fight. They always cave in. And a lot of this is posturing. Putin's going to take the country, but he will. It may take him a month. It may take him a year. But he said years ago that was what he planned to do. Biden has never tried to put any sanctions. He okayed the pipeline for Russia to get to Germany, so Europe is dependent on natural gas from the Soviet Union. This is nothing but grandstanding for Biden, for the news. Like you said, they're trying to scare people. They're trying to get their minds off.
Jack, let me tell you, Jack, don't worry about the new look. What they would do is this. Okay, first of all, you have Austin and Millie. Austin and Millie, now think about this. What are they going to do? Are they going to send over a bunch of drag queens, or maybe demand that the Russians adhere to the critical race theory? Okay, no. What they would do is they would come out with a statement that we have taken a very critical look at this. Militarily, we cannot win this war. We would be better just to surrender to meet the Russians' goals. And guess who would become very wealthy from doing this, okay? Do you think the Biden family? But you can bet that maybe Milley and Austin would be getting very, very wealthy surrendering us. They are the enemy, you know, the fox is in the hen house.
No, I agree with you. That's an option. And I mean, it goes back to better red than dead. But I just want to point out how this is already escalating. Now, yesterday, Biden said he was sending 5,000 troops over.
Yeah, but he's sending them to Poland. Well, he's sending them to Poland.
But today, it's up to 8,500, and that they are ready to deploy. Now, the definition of DEFCON 2 is troops ready to deploy and engage within 6 hours. Now,
the definition
of,
but remember,
one,
Poland is 600 miles away from the border. That's called a bluff. We're going
to
back up Polish troops.
He's Putin, not going, and they're trying
Poland
to start a shooting war. But what I want to say is DEFCON 1, the definition is maximum readiness, immediate response. And I'm just saying, look, yeah, this could be where we surrender and become overnight communist. It could also turn into a shooting war, and one that could get out of hand and go nuclear, and everybody should be aware of this. But it all goes back to my original point. It makes no sense to get involved in something that a border between Russia and Ukraine where we have no national interest, when at the same time we're not protecting our southern border, and we're actually being invaded to the tune of 4 million people a year. It's insanity.
I know it, but you got to understand. Remember what Biden said. He said they will be listening to people that are talking like you are, and that they're going to be. And by the way, you're liable to get a visit from the Federal Bureau of, let's see, what is that? What was the word that they used out there? Oh, I know, insurrection, the Federal Bureau of Insurrection.
It's the Justice Department that's doing that.
Yeah, well, it's the Judas, Department of Judas.
Yeah.
There is no longer an independent Justice Department. I called there some years ago.
I'd be happy to defend what I just said anywhere, anytime.
Good. You've got to do it. That's what I'm preaching on all week long, Jack.
I know.
Thanks.
You are. That's why I like your show.
All right. God bless, my friend. I got to take another quick call because we're running out of time. Who do we have next?
Linda,
we got to do it quickly. Hey, Linda, you're in the air.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Pastor Ernie, Pastor
Hi.
Joe. I have to respond to John. He's talking about history and about communism. My father worked for Honeywell, and when I was 12 years old, we got sent to Germany, and we lived on the German economy, John. And we traveled all over Europe. I saw the results of what the communist party did to the local people. I saw the destruction over there. and all the European countries that we visited. And there is nothing that you can tell me. I don't care what you want to say. I saw the results of what communism did to those countries, okay? And it was horrific. And those people's lives were totally destroyed, and it marked them for the rest of their lives, what the Communist Party did and the communist countries that invaded those countries. It left a devastating mark on those people. So, John, what you're talking about is a bunch of crap. You don't know what you're talking about.
Wait a minute. Don't you? Wait a minute, Linda. Don't you know people are trying to leave America and run over to North Korea and trying to risk their lives to break in to live in North Korea or into China?
You want to go over to North Korea? More part, get them, let them out.
All right. Linda, I got to go.
Let's get them shipped. Anyway, right. The last comment I want to say is the reason for the mask is because it takes away a person's identity and puts them in the herd mentality. And I see people driving with their masks on by themselves in their cars. Hello? Everybody's gone insane. And I call the FBI the Federal Bureau of Insanity. God bless you both, and good night.
Good night. All right. Joe, you've got 2 minutes. I said it last night, so tonight you got 2 minutes. Very quickly. Hurry, Joe. Right. Hurry.
Folks, there's one decision in life that's really going to matter. It's not who you marry, what job, what occupation. It's where you're going to spend eternity. And we know that out there Satan is trying to deceive, and he's trying to keep you from becoming a child of God. And the only way you can be safe and have eternal life is to listen to Scripture. And Jesus is said he was the living water. If you drink that water, you will live forever. He is the bread of life. He is your physical life, your spiritual life. And if you want to become a child of the kingdom, you must be born again. And to be born again, you have to pray to the Father. And with a truly, this is the key, truly repentant heart, you have to ask that your sins be forgiven. Those sins that put Jesus on the cross, he died, he took your place, paid the price for your sin, paid the penalty, and he's offering you eternal life and salvation. If you pray and ask that your sins be forgiven, that you want Jesus to become Lord of your life, all of your life, without reservation, you want to make him your Lord. He, and then ask that he send you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that down payment. You will become a born-again believer. You will become a child of the kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. You will be this born-again believer, a new creature, and you will be an heir to the kingdom. It is the greatest decision you can make.
And you've got God's word on that, God's word, the Bible. We're out of time for tonight, so until tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance, What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.